From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama went to New Hampshire today to announce his new initiatives to spur job growth. He said his plan focuses on small businesses because they create most of the new jobs.
I'm announcing a proposal to take $30 billion of the money that was repaid by Wall Street banks, now that they're back on their feet, take that $30 billion and use it to create a new small business lending fund that will provide capital for community banks on Main Street.
The president acknowledged that high long-term budget deficits can hurt economic recovery and said both Democrats and Republicans should work together to bring them down. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the military will conduct a study on how the military should lift its ban on openly gay people. Testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Gates said he believes there's room to change the don't ask, don't tell policy, which requires gays in the armed services to keep their sexual orientation secret or be fired. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, said today he supports eliminating the policy. Five Virginia men being detained in Pakistan on possible terrorism charges say they were framed and tortured by the FBI. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The American terrorism suspects tossed a note to reporters while they were on the way to a court hearing. The note, written on a tissue, claimed that authorities administered electric shocks to the young men during questioning. An FBI spokesman said the allegations of torture were baseless. The Americans were arrested in Pakistan in December. They're accused of contacting the Taliban and trying to join its ranks. FBI agents have been interviewing the young men for some time. One thing that concerns U.S. authorities is that the young men appear to have been inspired by radical messages on the Internet. They allegedly contacted terrorist leaders through Facebook and YouTube. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The head of NASA is defending President Obama's plan to cancel the agency's program aimed at returning astronauts to the moon. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce has more.
Charles Bolden is NASA's administrator. He said NASA is not abandoning human spaceflight. But he acknowledged that this is an emotional time for workers who have spent years planning new rockets and capsules for the agency's Constellation program.
This is like a death in the family. Everybody needs to understand that, and we need to give them time to grieve, and then we need to give them time to recover.
Under the new plan, private companies would ferry astronauts up to the International Space Station, while NASA focused on technology development for future missions farther out into space, perhaps to the moon, but possibly to other destinations, like asteroids. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Just before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 111 points, the Nasdaq was up 18. This is NPR News. The director of national intelligence says al-Qaeda will continue efforts to launch attacks on the United States until Osama bin Laden is dead. In his annual threat assessment to Congress today, Dennis Blair also said the Afghan Taliban has become increasingly dangerous as it has increased influence in most Afghan provinces. The Lancet Medical Journal is retracting the research paper that first suggested a link between autism and childhood vaccinations. NPR's John Hamilton has details.
The paper, published in 1998, claimed that 8 of 12 children developed symptoms of autism at about the same time they got vaccinations for measles, mumps, and rubella. Andrew Wakefield, a British doctor and the study's lead author, drew international attention to the paper by saying he thought the vaccinations were to blame. Wakefield's campaign prompted many parents in Europe and the U.S. to avoid vaccinating their children. But it turned out Wakefield had been taking money from a lawyer who was suing vaccine makers, and subsequent studies have found no link between vaccines and autism. Most of Wakefield's co-authors later retracted their interpretation of the data, and a few days ago, the group that regulates doctors in the U.S. found that Wakefield had acted dishonestly and irresponsibly. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Mixed reports on home sales out today show a weak recovery in the housing sector. The National Association of Realtors says pending sales of previously owned homes rose 1% in December, as expected. But the Commerce Department says the percentage of privately owned homes remaining empty edged up 0.1% in the last quarter of last year. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.